They eventually codified their methods so that others can safely be trained to apply them to themselves and others, without detection by the old Empire thought control operators. Their research also revealed that ISBs can occupy and operate more than one body at the same time, a fact that previously was thought to be uniquely limited to officers of the domain. One example of this fact is that the engineer, in a previous lifetime on Earth, was Suleiman the Magnificent 247, footnote. His assistant was a harem girl who rose up from slavery to become his wife and rule the Ottoman Empire with him. 248, footnote. Simultaneously, she inhabited another body and ruled her own empire as Queen Elizabeth. 249, footnote. As the Queen of England, she never married, because she was already married to the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire. In a later life he was incarnated as Cecil Rhodes. 250, footnote. During his life as Rhodes she was, again, a princess, this time from Poland. 251, footnote. As such, she pursued Rhodes unsuccessfully toward the end of his life. However, in their next incarnation they met again, were married, had a family, and again, worked together successfully all of their lives. Several other notable examples of this phenomena were observed. For example, the process of refining steel was invented by the same ISB who inhabited two bodies simultaneously. One was named Kelly 252, footnote, who lived in Kentucky, and the other was a man named 150 Bessemer 253, footnote, who lived in England. They both conceived the same process at the same time. Another example is Alexander Graham Bell 254, footnote, the inventor of the telephone, which was invented by several others at the same time, including Elisha Gray. 255, footnote, the telephone was conceived concurrently in several locations around the world all at once. This was a single ISB of such tremendous energy and ability that he was able to operate several bodies in several different locations while conducting complex research work. Thanks to these revelations, the domain has been able to return some ISBs of the Lost Battalion to active duty on a limited, part-time basis. For example, two young girls who occupy biological bodies on Earth are now, at the same time, working as active members of the Domain Expeditionary Force on the asteroid space station as operators of a communication switchboard. These operators relay messages between the Domain Expeditionary Force and the Domain Command Headquarters. Recently, I, myself have been able to resume some of my own duties for the Domain Expeditionary Force while continuing to live on Earth. This is not an easy task, however, and can only be done while my biological body is sleeping. It makes me very, very happy to know that we may not have to stay on Earth forever. There is hope of escape, not just for the Lost Battalion, but for many other ISBs on Earth. However, all ISBs could be helped to become more aware of the actual situation on Earth through the information in this envelope. This is why I sent these letters and transcripts to you. I want you to get these documents published. I want ISBs on Earth to have a chance to find out what is really happening on Earth. Most people will not believe any of it, I'm sure. It seems too incredible. No reasonable person would ever believe a word of it. However, it only seems incredible to an ISB whose memory has been erased. 151 and replaced with false information inside the electronically controlled illusion of a prison planet. We must not allow the apparent incredibility of our situation to prevent us from confronting the reality of it. Frankly, reasons have nothing to do with reality. There are no reasons. Things are what they are. If we don't face the facts of our situation, we're going to stay under the thumb of the old empire forever. The biggest weapon the old empire has left now is our ignorance of what they are doing to all the ISBs on Earth. Disbelief and secrecy are the most effective weapons they have. The government agencies that classify the enclosed transcripts as top secret are run by ISBs who are nothing more than mindless automatons covertly ordered about through hypnotic commands given by the old empire prison operators. They are the unknowing slaves of unseen slave masters, and all the more enslaved by their willingness to be slaves. Most of the ISBs on Earth are good, honest, able beings, artists, managers, geniuses, free thinkers and revolutionaries who have harmed no one, really. They are no threat to anyone except the criminals who have imprisoned them. They must find out about the old empire amnesia and hypnosis operation. They must remember their own past lives. The only way this will ever happen is to communicate, coordinate and fight back. We have to tell other people and they have to discuss it openly with each other. Communication is the only effective weapon against secrecy and oppression. This is why I am asking you to tell this story. Please share these transcripts with as many people as you can. If the people of Earth are told what is really going on here, perhaps they will begin to remember who they are, and where they came from. For now, we can begin our own release and rescue with words. We can be free again. We can be ourselves again. Perhaps I will meet you in person, with or without a body, somewhere in our eternal future. 152 Good luck to all of us, Matilda O'Donnell McElroy. End of Mrs. McElroy documents.